So Parsha Matos starts out the following. It says, "Vayidaber Moshe al Roshei Hamatos libnei Yisrael lemor." Moshe spoke to the heads of the Shvatim of Bnei Yisrael, saying, "Zeh adavar sheziv Hashem." This is the thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded. Here's the problem. Matos, Roshei Hamatos, is not a phrase that's used elsewhere in the Chumash. We never know them as this. We know them as the Nesiim. We know them as maybe as the Nesiim of the Shvatim. Roshei Hamatos, number one, the fact that they call them Matos. Number two, they're calling them Roshim, as if they're the head. Why are we calling them that? And we said Zed of Asher Tziv Hashem. Now it goes into Nedarim. How careful a person is supposed to be with his words, what he should say and what he can't say. It's just a little strange. Why now do we have to go into these words, Roshei Hamatos, the importance of these words, Roshei Hamatos? So I'm going to give three answers, but all of them are going to be revolved around the exact same type of idea, and it's going to lead us through. So the Rambam says the following. The Nesiim had all died. All the Nesiim had died up until Nachshon Ben Aminadav. There's a question if Nachshon Ben Aminadav did something bad toward the end of his life and died among the Misonim, those who complained, or if he lived all the way to the 40th year. Regardless, Nachshon Ben Aminadav had just died along with all the other Nesiim. These are the new Nesiim. They have a different name. They're not as great, says the Ramban, as the Nesiim before them. The Nesiim before them were Nesiim. They were unbelievable people that you couldn't imagine, who may have made mistakes, but they were Nesiim. They were unbelievable people. These were the Roshei Hamatos. They weren't on the same level. Call Yeridus Hadoros if you want. But there was a difference between the Roshei Hamatos now and the people before. Says the Ramban, when you talk about Nedarim, we know. I mean, Yom Kippur, what is the